Attention, soldiers! This is Hawkeye News! Bravo, Bravo, Sam! Incoming! Report for duty now!
Welcome to another edition of Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. Mike Pompeo wanted him dead. Hillary Clinton said kill him with a drone. Why? Because Julian Assange, journalist, truth-teller, and publisher of WikiLeaks, which began in 2006, revealed dark, dirty secrets about the CIA, the Democratic Party, war crimes in Iraq, and much more. For this crime of truth-telling, Julian spent 5 years in solitary confinement in UK Belmarsh Prison, called Britain's Guantanamo Bay, prior to that, 7 years in diplomatic refuge at the UK Ecuadorian embassy. The U.S. was threatening him with 175 years in prison. They wanted to bring him back to America to die. As Paul Craig Roberts recently wrote, Washington finally crafted a face-saving deal to end the persecution that destroyed the First Amendment. In exchange for Assange pleading guilty for one count of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information, he was freed to be with his wife and two sons in Australia on 6/25/24. One of the most disturbing videos released by Assange and WikiLeaks was in April 2010, where one could see and hear a U.S. Apache helicopter in Baghdad, 2007, attacking and killing a dozen unarmed people, including two Reuters journalists. It's called collateral damage. Here's a taste of that video.
For more than 2.5 years, the wire service Reuters has been trying to find out what happened to their two staff members on this street in the suburb of New Baghdad. WikiLeaks says this is what happened.
Yep, he's got a weapon too. Hotel 26, Crazy Horse 1-8, have 5 to 6 individuals with AK-47s. We got RPG.
The voice on the tape, presumably a member of the military, says there has been shooting in the area and receives permission to open fire.
When people are labeled as insurgents, are they really insurgents? It seems to be the case that from the scenes in this video, that any person that is not a man and sometimes not a woman is by default labeled as an insurgent.
Light them all up.
202 traffic, 260.
Come on, fire!
Hey, Roger. Keep shooting.
God damn it, Kyle.
All right. Hit him, my head.
Oh, yeah, look at those dead bastards.
Nice. 2-6.
From a distance, you hear the voices on the tape watch as the wounded try to crawl to help. But when help arrives...
Come on, let us shoot.
You're engaged.
1-8, engage. Clear.
Come on.
Clear.
Oh yeah, look at that, right through the windshield.
In this video, I think you see the corruption of pilots and the military by war itself, in particular by modern nature of aerial warfare. So you see these young pilots acting like they're playing video games, only the high scores they are getting are with real human lives.
We call frequency.
Yeah, I just drove over a body.
Even from high above, the harsh reality becomes evident as the troops that arrive find two children wounded. You see them carry their small bodies and call for help.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop rats. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
The response on the tape.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.
Julian Assange, finally free. A truth teller. And what about the liars? How do we get rid of them? What say ye?
The answer to tyranny is to fear God and keep his commandments. They say the truth will make you free. Until you get the truth, you're not free. So here's the law to fix the problem. With doctors, politicians, lawyers, preachers, pharmaceuticals, police, media, teachers, governments, here it is. You do not lie or you will.
Thank you for listening to BBSRadio.com News. I'm Sam Ray.